studio with me is Lori. Like, she is a communication and education specialist at the Children's Institute and a familiar face at Oryx Radio, as she's been interviewed before and is a loyal Oryx Radio supporter. Today we're chatting about statistics from the Child Gauge, which is a publication that contains information about the well-being of children in South Africa. Specifically, we'll talk about the 2018 Child Gauge that found 6 million children are living below the food poverty line. Welcome to Oryx Radio, Lori, and thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come into studio.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Tell us more about the Child Gauge and what it is used for.
The South African Child Gauge is a book that is designed to measure progress for children. So in the same way as we use a rain gauge to measure the amount of rain that falls each day or each year, we use the Child Gauge to measure services for children. So we see what has changed from year to year. Are things getting better in terms of children's health, their education? And also we look at poverty. So are children and their families receiving enough money to get the best possible start in life?
What inspired the idea to create the Child Gauge?
We wanted to produce a book that really focused decision makers' attention on children. So the book is not a book designed necessarily for children to read, but particularly for people working in government and in civil society organizations, so that they have the latest and best possible evidence from university researchers to inform the ways in which they design policies, programs, and services for children. So it's making that knowledge that's produced in universities, more accessible to those people who make decisions about how things work for children.
Can you please define food poverty line?
So when we're thinking about child poverty or poverty in general, they've developed a series of different poverty lines. And the lowest poverty line that we look at in South Africa is something called the food poverty line. And that is meant to measure the minimum nutritional requirements for a person to stay healthy. So do they have enough money to get enough to eat, to grow and develop healthily? In South Africa in 2017, the food poverty line was set at 531 rand per person per month. That's about 17 rand a day. So you can imagine how little you can buy, just how little you can buy with 17 rand per day. It's very, very little. There's not enough money to buy, spend anything on clothes, transport, shelter, electricity. So that food poverty line is just enough to make sure that the children survive. It's not going to be enough to let children thrive and reach their full potential.
What can South Africans, specifically children, do to help lessen the number of children below the food poverty line?
That's a very difficult question. Because in a sense, income in South Africa is distributed very unequally. Some people in South Africa are very, very rich. Many, many people in South Africa are very poor. And if we want to change that, we need to push for more jobs. And we also need to make sure that families and children have access to social grants, especially those families where people are unemployed.
How does them being below the food poverty line impact the development?
One of the key concerns in South Africa is the high levels of malnutrition, and that's linked to the number of children living below the food poverty line. So one in every three children fall beneath that poverty line, which means they're not getting enough money coming into their homes to grow properly. And one in four young children are really, really, really short for their age. They're stunted. And that means that they haven't had enough to eat for a long period of time. And a child who's stunted is not just short for their age, but they also will struggle to learn at school. And as they grow up, because they've not done one at school, they may have difficulty finding jobs. So what's happening for very young children who are experiencing high levels of hunger is also going to impact on their long-term development, on their education and their chances of finding a good job when they grow up. So it's important not just for children today, but for the whole of society looking forward.
If I have a friend at school that doesn't bring lunch to school, do you think I should tell my teacher so that they can look into the matter?
I think it's important to intervene when any child is struggling, whether that's struggling with hunger or experiencing violence or abuse in the home. It's really important for their friends, their family, other concerned adults to step up and to offer support. That support needs to be offered in a very sensitive and caring way. There's a lot of stigma around poverty, so you need to be careful about how you approach that matter. But from your question, I get the sense that your teacher is a very caring person and would be able to step in and offer some help. And in many schools in South Africa, they actually have a school nutrition program that provides food at a school lunch for all the children in that school. So we should be pushing for a similar kind of program to support children everywhere, even in children who are attending better off schools.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the other thing we need to recognize is that families in South Africa take many different shapes and forms. So only about 30%, 36% of children are living with both parents. And a even larger number, 41%, are living just with their mothers. And 21% are living with their grandparents. And this is because it's very difficult for, well, partly that fathers are not very involved in their children's lives, in their day-to-day lives of children. They're not living with their children. They may be sending money home, they may be coming to visit, but they're not there day-to-day. So the care work, the caring for children, falls to South Africa's women. 90% of care work is done, child care work is done by women. And that makes it really difficult for women to go out and find a job. So one of the other things that the Gauge is asking for is, can the state not provide more childcare facilities to free women up so that they are able to go out and work as well as care for their children? So that would be my other wish, is for better childcare facilities here at the hospital, at every workplace, so that women are able to be there for their children and to provide for them.
Thanks for joining us in studio.